This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Oh, unfortunately, I don't have time here to record a new program in the Book of Acts. We're going through the Book of Acts here on the radio. And we left off here in Chapter 8 in our broadcast yesterday. And we're going to hear something now for the next 3 days here, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. And the sermon is entitled, God is Not Mocked. It's taken out of a series that I preached at Island Community Church, going through the book of Galatians, verse by verse. Now, that verse, of course, comes from Galatians chapter 6, where it says, be not deceived. Or in other words, don't kid yourself, friend. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, this shall he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will reap life everlasting. Don't be deceived, meaning God sees all. And even though we don't see the punishment for people that mock God and evil, wicked people out here killing people, and all the evil that you see in front of your eyes every day, and you say, how long, Lord? How long? He sees all. He notices all. He knows all. He is Almighty God. Nothing escapes the Lord. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole world. Be not deceived, Paul says. God is not mocked. Now, this is what we're going to look at here today. Let's get into part one now of this message. I think we pick it up here in verse 1 of Galatians 6, and we're going to work our way up to verse 7. So enjoy the program now. God is not mocked.
We're continuing our study in the book of Galatians, and we're in chapter 6. Now today I want to focus on verse 7, but let's work our way there with some great truths here, heading up into verse 6, Galatians chapter 6. Starting in verse 1, it says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, or some translations say meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Now, Paul's dealing with a hypothetical case here of a Christian who was caught in a sin, or better yet, is caught by a sin. The thought is of someone running from sin, but sin being faster overtakes. Notice the word there, overtakes. When sin runs faster than you are, if a brother is overtaken in a trespass. Now, a Christian should restore that person. Interesting here, that Greek word for restore, it's a medical word. The word katartizo means to mend a broken bone. Also, biblical use of the word was used of Peter and John. It says when they were mending their nets, is that Greek word there, katartizo. The task of restoration is not to be undertaken by fledglings in the faith, but by those who are spiritual. That is, believers who walk by the Spirit, as we looked at last week, and who are mature in the faith. Now, my friend Eric Marshall, who just texted me, said he wouldn't be here today. He's been involved for many years with freeing people from demonic oppression and demonic possession. Now, this is a ministry that's not for the faint of heart, nor for new believers. Eric has suffered, I can say it, he's not here, I'd say it to his face. Eric has suffered many, many, many years from his ministry and from what he does. As I've said before, too, don't ever trust a pastor that doesn't walk with a limp, if you know what I mean. Verse 2, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. If anyone thinks he's something, he deceives himself. So to think that something, you, is something, while something, you, is something else, nothing. Now, I didn't call you that. The other Paul called you that. He says you're nothing. Don't deceive yourself. You are nothing. You're not something. Just wants to put things in proper perspective. Don't be proud. Now, while he's talking about being deceived, let's jump down to verse 7. And if my stomach doesn't stop growling, someone just bring me a steak or something. Do not be deceived. Verse 7. That is, don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. We're in Galatians 6, 7. Whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Right in line where we left off in our last message. The works of the flesh and walking in the Spirit, remember? You might not see it yet, but when we get to the end, we'll understand he's tying these two things together here. Now, I would venture to say this is one of the most serious texts in all the Bible, in my opinion. Starts with a phrase, do not be deceived. Esposito paraphrase, at least this Esposito, don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. Ah, but he is, isn't he? God is mocked everywhere today. God's mocked all the time today. I want to look at four different ways in which God indeed is mocked. Or should I say, four different groups in which God is mocked. And I want to look at why it keeps happening and he doesn't seem to do anything about it. Now, we see in this text here the law of sowing and reaping. So to sow means to plant something for a future harvest, right? Hosea 8:7 says, he who sows wind will reap a whirlwind. The Greek word for mocked is what we call in English an onomatopoeia. A word that sounds like what it means. The word mukterizo. It means to turn one's nose at. How and by whom is God mocked today? Now remember the law of gravity as we move forward, all right? You don't see it, but I guarantee you it's there. Now I've got a list of four things, four groups of people, four ways in which God is mocked here today. The first one, first blank on your handout, is the Supreme Court of the United States. The Supreme Court. First of all, seen homosexual marriage. Let's call things the way that they are here. God says, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. That is Adam and Eve. The old joke was, not Adam and Bruce. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Anything else of that is mockery. God says a marriage is between a man and a woman, but the Supreme Court overrules God, and they overrule righteous people who go out on the first Tuesday of every November and vote. 90% of people in the state of Mississippi voted marriage is between a man and a woman. 91%. The Supreme Court is going to knock that down and say, we decide. When you do that, you mock God. And you're about to walk out of a 12-story building with no parachute. When a country turns away from the commands of God and calls evil good and justifies debauchery, then that country has turned their nose up at God and has mocked him and his word. Don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. How does the Supreme Court mock God? The date was January 22, 1973. The case, Roe versus Wade. The end result? Abortions become legal in this country so that women can be free. The death count so far? How many, Roy? 57 million. I got 54 million, but maybe over the course of last Monday and putting this together and today, maybe it's 57 million by now. Maybe there's been another 3 million since Monday. Don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. Abortion is a horrific evil. If you champion that cause, you as well will face a horrific evil future. Like the pilot that got burned in the cage this week will be your future every day. When this, you champion this and this is your cause, you are going to stand behind this plank here of abortion? Watch the video of the man in the cage every day. The Lord Jesus says, this is the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Asbestos is the Greek word. You might as well have an asbestos suit on. God is not mocked. This all hangs on the Supreme Court of this country. When they hear this podcast next week, remember that. When you wonder where Pastor Paul is. I just share the truth with you. The date was June 25th, 1962. The decision? The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that government-endorsed prayer in public school was unconstitutional. Remember that date, June 25th, 1962. Here is what they banned. Quote, Almighty God, this is what kids would say in school up until this point. Quote, Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon thee, and we beg thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. Unquote. That's what they threw out of school.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are God in heaven and here.